Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, we are back on a Hurts Day. It's the WIP afternoon show. With Ike and Spike and Fritz back here in the studio. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike? Well, it's Friday Eve, so I feel pretty good. Feel pretty, pretty, pretty good. Eagles still haven't done anything, but that's okay. That's okay. And how we trust Jackie Baseball. Keep it together in there. Team starts in a couple weeks. Just make sure they get off to a good start.
Nope.
Holler at your boy.
Nope. Nice little slow and steady wins the race. It's a marathon, not a sprint. 2 weeks from opening day. Trey homered and walked earlier today. Everything's fine here in the Delaware.
Oh, there you go. There you go. You know, we have a big show today. I was talking to a friend of mine in Austin yesterday, and he was like, "What? You guys must be talking about the Phillies and the Sixers." And I was like, "No, bro.
Huh?
You don't understand Philadelphia." I said, "They could get." Well, I love the other team. They can get rid of the other teams, and we would have no problem here at WIP the way that the Eagles
plenty
are.
Of content.
Always busy with Eagles. So we got a big show. Coming up at 3, we will have Elliot on so we can talk about the two new Eagles additions that weren't on the team last year that they've signed in the last 24 hours. We will have Flyers and 50 today. We will have former Eagles cap expert Jake Rosenberg. I've mentioned a few times over the last couple of weeks that I'm driven nuts by the fact that I cannot understand how the salary cap works in the NFL. Uh-huh. So Jake will join us at 4 to try to explain in layman's terms how this works, how the Eagles do it, and then maybe the situation that they're in. And of course, we have the top 5 of 5 and the text line. But we start with the birds. And I, you know, I understand everyone's desire to believe in this plan of longevity. This plan that we have all convinced ourselves that is the plan that the Eagles are going forward on, given that they've lost so many players on defense. May lose a couple of starters on offense as well, by the way, Dallas Goedert, Mekhi Becton. And the plan is to draft and develop these players. And we're so good now at drafting and developing players that we simply don't need to make big splashes anymore because we can just draft players and develop them and let them go and then find new ones. And I have to tell you that if you want the Eagles to win the Super Bowl next year, if the plan is we won a Super Bowl this year, so we win a Super Bowl next year, this plan of drafting and developing, it doesn't fly to me. It will have to be something where we package a bunch of picks and get a big player or something like that, because even when this drafting and developing works, it takes a few years, right? Mm-hmm. It took Nolan Smith 2 years to become what he is, and we're still not even sure that he is that for an entire season. Milton Williams took a few years. Josh Sweat took a few years. We're still waiting on Kelee Ringo to develop. You know, Jordan Mailata took a few years. This is all a great plan for the future, but right now, as far as I can see, we will be missing a guard and be missing a tight end and be missing an edge and a tackle and a cornerback and a safety. And even if they draft well, this doesn't work for next year. So I guess my thing is, I'm fine with the concept of drafting and developing, but not if we want to win a Super Bowl next year. If we want to win a Super Bowl next year, we're going to have to take these picks and trade them for a Trey Hendrickson or trade them for the fifth pick in the draft or something like that, because drafting and developing with third-round picks does not make the Eagles a Super Bowl contender like the way that we want them to be next year.
Yeah, I mean, listen, in a vacuum, you're absolutely right. I think it's bigger than that. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that we should just bank on drafting players and hope they develop into star players and we go from there. But I do believe that is a healthier way to have sustained success. I truly do believe that, because managing the salary cap is a balancing act every year for every GM. And sometimes, like, the Eagles' issue with the salary cap isn't, well, we paid the wrong players and now we can't improve the team and we got to let go of good players. So we got to take a step back for 2 or 3 years and let's hope to regroup. Nah, if that were the case, I'd be worried and concerned. The Eagles' draft and development plan sort of centers around, we have to replenish talent because we've lost guys. Because they were good players and we couldn't afford to keep everybody, because we have other players on the team that are already sort of established good players. And so you're going to have to eventually pick and choose who you're keeping versus who you're letting go. I think every team has to deal with that. So the best way to replenish that talent that you're allowing to walk away, because you've done a great job of developing guys and they're signing bigger deals elsewhere, Milton Williams, Josh Sweat, you have to draft well. The good thing for us is that the Eagles have figured out their formula for drafting well, for developing players. They have the right coaches in place that understand about teaching guys and guys getting incrementally better each year. Each year. Now, every player you draft isn't going to turn out to be a starter or a star player in his first year. Just doesn't happen. My good friend Jeremiah, he wasn't even active, I believe, the first 10 weeks of the season our rookie year.
And were they going to cut him? Didn't Andy tell him he was going to cut him
at some point?
No,
this is under Ray Rhodes.
Oh, under Ray, yes, under Ray Rhodes. Yep,
So his future was sort of in doubt in his mind because they felt like they had wasted a pick on a third-round pick. Lo and behold, he comes out, he's a starter, wins the starting job the next year, almost has 200 tackles in his rookie year, never looked back. Didn't play a whole lot in his first year, was much better in his second year. I'm not saying everybody's going to turn into that player. What I am saying is if you draft well, meaning that you have the eye for the talent, now it's up to you to get them on the field sooner rather than later. Believe me, they don't want players to wait 3 or 4 years to develop. They'd rather you develop at least by your second year, because they rarely come in relying on rookies to have to play. Now, Quinyon and Cooper, they are exceptions to the rule. Leto and Sheldon Brown didn't even play their rookie years because Troy and Bobby was here. Matter of fact, I don't think they played for 2 years, right? Because we drafted them in 01. Bobby and Troy were still here in 03.
Yes.
So Leto and Sheldon didn't even start for 3 years.
Well, and there's my concern,
right? And those are
right?
Pro Bowl caliber players.
And there's my concern.
Right.
Right? Because next year, I see an opening on edge. I see an opening on tackle. I see
You're
an opening on cornerback.
You're saying spots that are going to have to be filled.
Filled next year.
Next year, right.
And I don't, like, I don't know that, I don't think that those guys that we have waiting around are ready for that.
Right.
I'm not confident enough to win a Super
That's
Bowl
fair.
Next year. And
That's
I
fair.
I agree
That's
with you.
Fair.
Drafting has to be part of it.
Yeah.
It does. But the draft hit rate they've had over the last few years, even if you're good at it, mm-hmm. is not a sustainable thing. No
yeah.
one's that
You're not
going to
be that good every year. Yes,
right.
I agree.
And even some of our development success stories, like Steen, he's fine, but he's not a starter, right? They don't think he's a starter.
Right.
Keely Ringo, they've been waiting for him to develop but we don't know if he's a starter.
We don't know, yeah.
Sidney Brown, okay.
Yeah, I might like him, but we still don't know yet.
We still don't know.
Yeah.
And for a team that wants to win the Super Bowl next year, which I want them to do, again, I'm not saying trade everything and blah, 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 but to me, it's about, like, part of getting draft picks is about drafting the players, mm-hmm. but part of getting draft picks is about taking those draft picks and getting a guy that can help you. This team is a team that can win the Super Bowl now. And I understand the idea of sustaining success, but as long as they have a quarterback they have trust in, they have a couple stars on defense they have trust in, blah, 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 blah. The rest of it is just every year, what can we do to win the Super Bowl this year?
So I agree with a lot of that. I do. And I mentioned this yesterday during the Birds Town Hall throughout the day. We are focused on the defense quite a lot, right? And it's understandable. That's where we're losing most of our players at. So everybody wants to know, you have the number one ranked defense a year ago. What are we doing to try to retain that so we can play at that level? Listen, I thought last year we needed to be a number one defense to win the Super Bowl. Our offense through the air wasn't as explosive. We relied a lot on Saquon in the running game and our play-action pass from time to time. But we needed to hold teams to 16, 17 points a game to do that. I'm going to have to – this Super Bowl run, every Super Bowl run isn't the same.
Sure.
So this has to be you're getting it done differently, right? And I heard Hugh talking about this on the Midday Show, and he's right. This team has to be led by the offense. That's really what it boils down to. Like, the defense has to be, to me, better than serviceable if we're talking about Super Bowl titles. If we're looking at the schedule they play next year, the quarterbacks they go up against, you got to be somewhere. I don't think you can be lower than the 12th ranked defense.
I was going to say top 10-ish.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you have to be somewhere around there. But our offense needs to be more of a top five, top three offense in the league. Like, that's where I'm putting it at. That's where the money is at. That's where the star proven players are at. So I'm looking at the team, and I'm saying part of what you're saying is correct. I'm giving the defense time to develop, but while that's happening, the offense has to shoulder more of the load.
Right? So the
they
team
have to shoulder more of the burden for the team's success next year. And that's the sort of the way I'm looking at it. Like, I still believe we can go win the Super Bowl. But it to me, it's going to be predicated on how good are we offensively, not necessarily defensively.
And as you said, it comes down to a lot to passing the football, especially next year with Saquon.
Yes.
All right, 215-592-9494. Do you believe in draft and develop to try to win a Super Bowl next year? Now, Jack, I've heard you and you're not a Super Bowl thing next year. So
yes.
My gut tells me you do not believe in draft and develop as a strategy to win the Super Bowl next year.
Well, because I don't think next year's a Super Bowl year.
All right.
Like, come on. It's like once you get to that zen moment of next year's not a Super Bowl or bust year, next year is about developing, not winning. It's as simple as that. Like, next year is more about the development of the defense. Who are your real pieces? Who can you put next to Jalen Carter for the next 5 years, right? Rather than we got to go all in for next year. I'm a draft and develop guy. That's who I am at my core. And when you make peace with next year obviously not being a Super Bowl year, it becomes way easier.
Well, that's where you lose me at.
Yeah, there's no obviously not Super Bowl year.
There's no obviously not Super Bowl year.
After you win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I'm not buying that.
215-592-9494. Draft and develop. Do you think that is a solid strategy to get the team where it needs to be next year? Corey in Columbus leads us off here on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, yo, real quick, man. Y'all going to stop disrespecting my man E! Knowledge when it comes to this cat. That boy be spitting knowledge. And
when
what the hell did he say?
When it come to his development of his draft, I'm his head scout. So I'm his head scout. I'm Big Dom. Now, listen,
what does that have to do with the salary cap? That's where we draw the line.
Listen, when I say I'm Big Dom, I ain't going to be no security guard. But listen, when he's saying crazy stuff, I'm going to be the guy like, listen, man, he off his rocker today. Don't listen to him. We got you. You know.
Oh, it's for Elliot? Is this an Elliot call?
Yeah. No, this is when he the GM, you know, and I'm his head scout.
Oh God. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? But look. Let's get on the Eagles real quick. See, me, Jack, I need you to stop because you didn't. Don't give me that bullcrap prediction because you said last year wasn't no Super Bowl year. It was a development year.
Yep.
And we won the Super Bowl. So don't sit up here and say it again the next year. Nah, I don't want to hear that from you. Spike, I get where you're coming from, brother. You know, you felt that Super Bowl, you know, 2017, 2022, you weren't here and you came back. Spike, you're the good luck charm.
Oh, thank you. Yep. Many are saying, actually.
You might need to stay here because, you know, when you're here, we win. You know what I'm saying? But this is how I view it. I want Howie to be waiting in the weeds, like, you know, like the lion. I want him ready to pounce. When this draft, because, see, the Cincinnati Bengals out there, I know we talk about a name like Trey Hendrickson. They don't know what they're doing. See, Joe Burrow, you an elite quarterback. I want to see you elitely handle these fools in Cincinnati because I'm telling you right now, you might want to consider that trade. You see, everybody asking out. You standing strong. I'm giving you. Listen, you might if you ask for a trade, we ain't gonna hold it against you because the way they mount, man, they talking about they want two first. But this dude and get paid? Nah.
You know, nobody's giving up. They're lucky to get one first for Trey. Yeah. They're lucky to get one.
He's 30 years old. You know what I'm saying? It's like what I want Howie to do is I want him to move up in the draft. I don't want to pick at 32. I want him to move up to get a nine. I'm not saying a guy like Abdul Carter was going to be there. I mean, clearly we love the Georgia Bulldogs. They hiring coaches out of there. Listen, this dude, what's his name? Michael Williams. Or this cool Jalen Walker, them edge rushers continue to go grab the Georgia Bulldogs. Because I'm telling you, that there's something with these dudes. They connections. I want him to own this draft day. And then sit back and pounce. Remember, C.J. Gardner-Johnson was traded for a week before the season. I know people are going to say it wasn't a good trade, but Jahan Dotson was traded for a week before the season. You know what I'm saying? So we got a long time to go. We acquired Kazir White a couple years ago, I think in May or June. Howie Roseman know what he's doing, and Howie we trust. Like the dollar bill, you know, and God we trust. You put that in Howie we trust when it comes to this Eagle money. You know what I'm saying?
Do you worry a little bit, though, Corey, on Howie, and as successful as they've been drafting guys, that they sort of believe that maybe they're a little bit better at it than they can actually be? That's not a disrespect to them, because I think drafting and developing is hard, right? Even if you're good at it, you're not going to have a great hit rate. They've had such a good hit rate over the last few years. I'm just a little worried they think they can do this over and over and over again.
Remember at the beginning of last year when you asked me, you said, what does Nick Sirianni do great? See, it ain't Howie. Howie just picking the players. That's the way he do great. I told y'all last year, he the development guy. That guy develops the players. He put the right coaches in a position to develop. Vic Fangio will come, but I'm telling you, Nick Sirianni developed these players. That Doug wasn't developing dudes. Like, come on now, Doug. And I love Doug. He won a Super Bowl, but Doug was not developing dudes like that. Like, come on, man. Like, we Aguilar, not Aguilar. What's his name? Ortega Whiteside, come on, man. Like, that dude was unplayable. Remember when we saw him versus the Ravens in that preseason game?
That dude went in reverse,
Terry. That dude went backwards. Under Nick Sirianni, these dudes get – Jalen Hunt was playing safety at Cornell, and this dude getting sacked in the Super Bowl? That's Sirianni putting that fight in these brothers, man. Elite coach, the elite cooker. That's the guy we believe in. And you already know I don't got to get on the quarterback.
Yeah, he got shot every year.
A lot of
y'all gotta put that in. Y'all know about that. You know what I'm saying? So that's where my faith is.
All right, Corey. All right. Appreciate the call. You know, if Jalen, I know he doesn't listen to WIP, but if he turned on our show yesterday and heard us on the day of free agency arguing for 2 hours about whether he's elite or not, I would just say, Jalen, do not blame us. Blame Howie. Because that was not the goal for yesterday. We had we planned this whole show around NFL free agency. They signed one guy, a running back, who's not even guaranteed to be on the roster.
5 o'clock, right?
Yeah, 5:30.
5:45. Yeah. Right, the text line.
Yeah, Jalen, this is not our fault. It is the Eagles' fault. You blame Howie. You blame the coaching. You blame everybody you want over there. It has nothing to do with us. You know, I'm sure Nick is good at developing players and part of that. But I, you know, it's hard to say. It's a very small sample size. And I think you can do that a lot with when a player develops. You know, we had this thing with the Sixers all the time is that, like, they'll say, well, they don't develop anybody. And I go, well, what about Maxey? And they go, well, he's good. He just gets better on his own. I was like, okay. I don't know. You know, it's very hard to say why a player gets better all the time.
Well, obviously, you have to, it's up to the player first and foremost, right? He has to put the work in. He's the one who has to be willing to apply himself. But there is something to having a culture in place that they can develop. Mm-hmm. And that's what the Eagles have established, is that they have that culture in place for the players who want to be better. They have that available to them, right? Whether it's their off-season program training, the strength and conditioning, the nutrition, the ability to eat healthy. Like, all those things are down there at the NovaCare complex for these guys. They have that available to them. And so that's why I admire the players who I do see getting better. They're taking advantage of it, but that doesn't happen without having leadership in place, right? It starts with the coaches and the staff, but then also having players that are great leaders and lead by example.
And players, by the way, that don't, you know, Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean, it was great they could contribute right away last year. But sometimes those players having the ability every year to just work on getting better and observe those habits rather than being thrown into the fire.
Right.
And then having to...
Because that can crush some kid. Some young players, it can kill your confidence.
Right, right. If you don't have time, you know, that whole thing is, I think, part of it. Look, if Kelee Ringo ends up being good, part of the reason he ends up being good is because he did not have to play opposite, you know, Darius Slay or opposite Quinyon Mitchell and get targeted over time, and then his confidence is gone and he develops bad habits, all that sort of stuff too. 215-592-9494 is draft and develop a good enough strategy to win the Super Bowl next year? I say no. Got to take a bigger swing. Steve in Trenton, you're on WIP.
Ike, Spike, Fritz, thanks for having me on, guys.
What's up, Steve?
What's up, Steve?
I really feel like I trust Howie Roseman, you know, with this offseason to draft and develop. I feel like he understands value on this city, unlike Daryl Morey, who's managing himself out of the job
and ooh, boy.
The Hall of Fame, for that matter.
He is going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Howie Roseman will not overpay for a player. I don't think it's worth giving up too many draft picks for someone right now. He just really understands, you know, buy low on a guy that will develop. When you're in a spot where you're already pretty successful, there's no reason to overpay for anyone, if you ask me.
Well, is it overpaying if they win the Super Bowl?
As a result?
Yeah,
no.
Do you know what I mean? Like, do you think the Rams, after they won the Super Bowl, were upset that they traded draft picks for a star cornerback and they traded their young quarterback for an older quarterback? Like, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. But I think winning makes it not overpaying anymore. You know, like, everybody was told, you know, some people here, whatever, said that we overpaid for a running back last year.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, after you win the Super Bowl, it's like, well, maybe they didn't. You know,
so, hell, we're giving him more money.
Right, right.
Well, if you could guarantee a Super Bowl, I'd do it. But I'm just thinking, like, in terms of why I would never see him, why I would never see the Myles Garrett thing go down. You know, guys that are maybe declining or coming away from their prime, I just don't see anything out there on free agency with the value would be there. And just to touch on one thing from yesterday, when we turned back into I criticized Jalen Hurts P.
I didn't bring it up. I just want to be clear. That was Hugh. Okay.
This one thing that Spike, you say, and I believe it's Hugh and Elliot, about when the field was not where it was supposed to be the first time Jalen Hurts was in the Super Bowl, that both teams have to play on that same field.
Yes.
Well, let me ask you something. If both teams had to play underwater, would one team have an advantage?
Well, if one of the team was fish, I guess, but as long as they're all humans, then no, one team would not have an advantage.
I would disagree. If one team's better at swimming and holding their breath, they would have an advantage. And if it's not something like weather or sunlight or, you know, the field conditions that can be expected.
So the Kansas City Chiefs, the Kansas City Chiefs were specifically designed to be able to play on a worse field than the Eagles were?
No, they were just better at it. Our strength lied in our pass.
Okay, but they both had to play on that field. The Super Bowl's in a dome, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So if the Eagles end up playing, I don't think of a dome team in the AFC.
Houston.
Eagles end up playing the Texans in the Super Bowl, and they lose because it's in a dome. Are we all going to say it's not fair because it was in a dome?
No, because that's part of football. There's
well, then so is the field.
There's rain, there's snow.
Then so is the field.
There shouldn't be an expectation for the field to just not work, and it affected our team differently because our strengths lied in different places than their team.
They also had a play on their.
I was with you, Steve, up into the field stuff.
Thank you for the call, Steve. Look, I understand the field affected the Eagles, but it's not. I think it is excuse making when you're saying that's why they lost.
If
the field is hard to plant and pivot on, I'm sorry, that's hard for both teams.
It was same for both teams.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why both offenses played the way that they played.
Yes.
It's not like one offense played well and yours didn't play well.
They both scored a ton of points.
Yeah, both offenses scored a ton of points.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I understand when people are like, well, the strength of our defense was our pass rush and we couldn't get to the quarterback. Okay.
Right.
Well, what do you have to say about the sod father getting a ring from the Kansas City Chiefs?
Well, look.
Well, that was a lifetime achievement.
Yeah, well, listen. Yeah. Something smells fishy.
So you're saying the fix was in?
Yeah, well, listen. We all know that.
Okay.
It's the only thing I argue with our fans with that whole season was the field stuff.
Okay.
I was like, I'm not taking the field as an excuse.
How much was the field? It was a big point of conversation.
Dude, are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the sod father, he had to go into hiding. people are still looking for him.
Like, to me, blaming refs is loser stuff.
Yeah,
blaming the field is loser
doing that,
stuff.
Man. Yes.
It's just like, you know, you catch some breaks, you lose some breaks. At the end of the day, the team that scored the most points played better, and that's who deserves to win, really. Unless you cheat like the Patriots.
Let Quez catch the ball. Maybe we don't lose.
Right. Jalen doesn't
goes
fumble.
For it.
Jalen fumble?
Like, what the Patriots did in 04 is much more egregious than what happened with the field.
Hold on. A Jalen fumble?
Yeah.
I think this always gets conveniently left out for those who are trying to blame Jalen.
Oh, here comes OG. OG Isaac.
Well, no.
Okay.
Isaac did. It was 3rd and 1.
Yep.
Originally. Salmalu false started. We would have had the tush push. It would have been a 1st down.
Okay.
False start.
Yep.
Leads to the next play. 3rd and 6. Now, where I don't agree with people is when people say, well, we would have gone down and scored and we would have been up about 14 points. Because, no, it would have been 4th down. Even if Jalen doesn't fumble the ball, it was
punting.
A tackle for a loss.
Yep,
yes,
yep,
it was
yep.
a tackle for a loss already. We would have had to punt the ball. I'm just saying, Salmalu contributed to what
sure.
It was a trickle-down effect.
Well, OG Wade actually says that it benefited the Eagles.
Yeah,
Jalen
see, I'm
Hurts
not going
fumble.
Down that road.
Ike just said the same thing.
I'm not going down that road.
OG Reese.
Yep.
All right. What do you think?
Now that y'all call me a worm, I'm going to just go in and I'm going to lean into it.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. The Eagles, it looks like they're going to draft and develop players to fill all those holes on defense. If you want them to win a Super Bowl next year, do you think that's a good plan? I don't think it is a good plan. I think they need to take those picks, package them, trade for somebody. Let's go win a Super Bowl next year. 215-592-9494. Elliot joins us at 3. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
One of the few Pearl Jam tunes I actually like here, Jack. Dissident.
I think it's going to be 2:30 grunge.
Okay, I'm good with that.
3:30 if you get into the, you know, Other music?
230 well, grunge.
Well, three, we get into the other music, right?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
What?
Well, hip hop almost the rest of the day.
Yeah, like we got, you know.
Except for Creed.
I'm catering to all markets here.
Yeah. We're a show for everyone.
Yes.
Besides country, which I won't spare either one of you.
Yeah, hey, country's different now.
Yeah, it's a little hip hop is what we call it.
Yeah. What'd you call it?
Hick hop.
That's what I thought you said, something else.
So you're talking about like Jelly Roll and...
Like Morgan Wallen.
Yeah. I like that Morgan Wallen guy, man.
Yeah, well, listen, he's pretty popular.
Yeah.
No?
I'll pass.
Yeah, it doesn't...
It's not for me.
Such haters, man.
It's not for me. I don't hate it. It's just not for me.
You Shibuzi, man?
It's not for... I don't know who that is. Yeah.
Dude, Shibuzi, summer last year.
Yeah.
Hot.
Really?
He's big.
Is there a song I would know?
Probably not.
Okay. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, tell me how this poll went out. What do you want the Eagles to do with all of their draft picks, with their abundance of draft picks? Use them in the draft and develop players. That is option one. Option two, trade some of them for an established player or up in the draft. So would you rather they use them to draft all of them and develop them or trade for an established player and move up?
Ooh. Because you kind of put those together.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a tough
one. No, it ended up being a good poll. It's okay.
It's a tough one to choose from, though. Yeah.
Aim for 50-50.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's got to be close to 50-50.
It is.
It's got to be close to 50-50. I'll say... because we're still in the honeymoon phase right now, or at least the afterglow of the Super Bowl.
Yep.
This slightly favors draft and develop, and I'll go with 54%.
So it's actually 54% trade them for an established player or up in the draft. Yeah, but very close to 50-50.
Yeah, but people think they can really go get Abdul Carter, and that's what that is.
Well, because I think trading up in the draft, I think people would be okay with.
You know what's funny? The perspective, I can hear the Abdul Carter trade right now. All right, you package Bryce Huff. That's every time we hear it.
It's going to start with Bryce Huff. Yes.
Bryce Huff.
And the 32nd pick.
Yeah, I mean, it would take their next four first-round picks, wouldn't it? I mean, if people are assuming that they're 32 and they're going to be in the back part of the draft.
It's going to take a minimum of three.
I think it's three.
Possibly, yeah, you're right.
I mean, I don't know. They have that formula.
Two firsts, 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Maybe 2 firsts, 2 seconds, and a player.
To get up to four.
Yeah, you're talking about going 32 to four?
Three, four, something like that.
Is this going to be the summer of Do the Deal?
Oh, I would love it.
Bring it back.
Remember that? Was that the Mariota deal?
Mariota. Fletcher was in the trade package.
I would love.
He was in that trade package. I do remember that.
Come on, Chip.
I would love to find out for Chip what the offer was. Like what was the thing?
What did he
why
offer?
Couldn't you get it done? Yeah, what was the thing that you could have offered that you didn't that could have gotten it done? I mean,
I bet you it was future first round picks because they were trying to go from where to number one. I forget where they were. They had made the playoffs, right?
That was after 13, right?
Yeah, it was coming off 13, so it had to be in the 20s somewhere.
Marcus Smith draft?
Yeah,
was it the Marcus Smith draft?
Yeah, because it was a 2014 draft.
No, I don't think it was the Marcus Smith draft. Because the Marcus Smith draft was the Johnny Football draft. That was a different draft.
That 15?
Yeah, because we were in, just here's why I remember.
Sure.
It was 2015.
The Marcus Smith draft, I was in the Eagles locker room because they were, for our broadcast, because they were doing all that construction. Yeah. The Mariota one, everybody was in that, you know, the big area where we normally do the draft show.
Right.
And then was it Tennessee that took Mariota?
Yeah.
When they took Mariota, everything just died down and nobody knew what to do.
Yeah. So according to Peter Schrager, like during that time.
Yeah.
So he said they offered their first and second round pick that year, the 2016 first round pick, any quarterback on their roster, and any defensive player on their roster.
Right.
Wow.
So...
There's two firsts, a second.
I don't even
second.
Know who it would have been offensively.
Any quarterback? So it was Foles,
that's what I'm
right?
saying. Who was our best? Yeah, definitely it was Foles.
It was Foles.
Because he wound up trading Foles.
Yes, right.
Yeah, so it was Foles and Fletcher.
Yes. And so Fletcher, no.
Tennessee
firsts.
Is still stupid.
Well, of course. Yeah.
But I wonder, don't you ever wonder sometimes if Chip had got Mariota?
Oh, it still would have been terrible.
You think so?
Yeah, because Mariota ain't it.
That's for sure.
Yeah, and Chip wasn't it.
Chip was definitely not
it. Yeah, his whole draft strategy of getting as many Oregon players as he could was a flawed strategy.
Casey Matthews.
Would have been fun, though.
Yeah, of course, Josh Huff.
Josh Huff.
He wanted to get Deion Jordan.
He did.
He had the linebacker, right?
Yeah.
Casey, and who's that scrub? Hart? Remember the...
Taylor Hart. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, it's a pattern. You're drafting a lot of Oregon players. Yeah, Oregon produces a lot of good football players.
Right.
No, they don't. Not for the NFL, they don't.
I don't think this is breaking news worthy. The Eagles have signed someone.
Oh,
well, yeah,
hit the thing. You want me to hit it?
Hell yeah, hit it.
Breaking news.
The Eagles have signed former Raiders and Browns tight end Harrison Bryant.
I remember Harrison Bryant.
One year, $2 million. So
okay, there you go. Well, we can ask Elliot
Harrison
about
Bryant.
That.
I mean, listen, I remember more as a Browns tight end. I don't know if he was the starter. He was like maybe the number two tight end to Njoku. Is that who I'm thinking of? Who's the tight end?
Njoku, in
Cleveland. Yeah, I think he was like, because he's a former quarterback maybe. Or did he come out of college as the number one tight end in college football? Something like that. He was a good player in college. Didn't necessarily.
Okay.
Wasn't great in the pros, but he was like a number two guy.
Got it. Well, by the way, we're going to do a next.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I'm thinking out loud.
We're going to do a next question today.
All right.
Have a little fun. So on this day, what was it, Jack? What year did you say it was?
1852.
In 1852.
Oh, we all remember that day.
Yeah, we debuted Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam, the guy, the drawing, not the real guy. Obviously, there's no real guy. So today, for next question, we'll ask you about your sports point.
It's not a real guy.
Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
Who am I paying all this money to then?
Well, yeah, there's that too. You think there's just some guy, Sam, counting the money?
It's like he's been the same guy for that long. It's always a Sam.
They have to hire a Sam. He's got to be an uncle.
Yeah.
So for today, we'll ask you, give us a famous uncle. A famous uncle. Yeah. Jack, you got one? You got an uncle?
Yeah, I think it's the most famous uncle.
Oh.
Uncle Rico. From Napoleon Dynamite.
You ever seen Napoleon Dynamite?
Yes.
Could throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
I always thought Napoleon Dynamite was boring when I watched it, but then I found myself quoting it over and over again. It was funny to think about, but I felt bored while I was watching.
Yeah, stupid movie.
Yeah.
But I like it in the clips verse when they show like certain clips of him.
Yep.
I'm good with it.
Yep.
And he did always remind me of Nick Foles always reminded me of Napoleon Dynamite.
Speaking of Nick Foles, happy anniversary. On this date, they signed him in 2017.
Which
2017. Yeah,
2017. Which time was this?
It's a big day. Then
it's a big day.
Big day.
It was.
You got an uncle?
I do. There's a couple out there that I could go with. I'm gonna leave those for the audience.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with one of my favorite uncles. We gotta go with Uncle Junior Soprano.
Oh, there you go.
That's Uncle June. Gotta go with Uncle June.
I've heard of, I've never seen The Sopranos, but I know, I've heard of Uncle
June. He bothers me.
Yeah.
Uncle June was an underrated supporting cast member.
He did nothing for me.
You didn't like Uncle June?
Wasn't Italian enough for me.
He was the most Italian. Are you kidding me?
Disagree.
He wasn't Italian enough for me.
Uncle June goes all the way back to the, I forget his name in The Godfather. He was one of the...
I can't help you out with that one.
Yeah, I know you can't. Yeah. Neither can Jack, for that matter. Yes.
My uncle, you're not going to know this one, Ike, because you didn't watch the show very much at all. But I'm going Jerry Seinfeld's uncle, Uncle Leo from Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
Uncle Leo was was the out-of-control uncle.
Now, is that Ben Stiller's dad?
No. Jerry Stiller, no.
That's
Jerry Stiller.
Jerry Stiller.
Mr. Costanza.
Yeah, he was George Costanza's father. Yeah.
Okay.
Uncle Leo was Jerry Seinfeld's uncle.
Okay.
But he troublemaker, definitely a troublemaker. Good character.
See,
all right,
I tried. Jumped in there.
Yeah, you thought of one character.
Yep.
215-592-9494. We're talking about the Eagles' plan to draft and develop to fill their holes this year. Whether that is the best way to win a Super Bowl this year. Ken and Cinnamon, you're on WIP. Hi, Ken.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
What up, Ken?
Frank Costanza is maybe the single greatest character in the history of television, by the way.
Wow.
He's a good character. He is a very funny character. Yep.
My opinion. So, Mike, they have the entire core of a team that won the Super Bowl under contract, and most of them are under 30. So I'm not sure what big swing they're going to take.
Okay, Ken. Like, I love you, buddy. But they lost their starting edge. They lost their – he didn't start, but I would say their most effective tackle outside of Jalen Carter. They lost their starting cornerback. They lost their starting safety. They're likely going to lose their starting right guard and their starting tight end. So, yes, the best players are under contract, but they have not replaced those players. And if and hold on one second. And if the plan is to draft and develop to fill holes that way, I do not feel like that is a good plan. I don't think it works quick enough. And second of all, I don't think their hit rate on draft picks and developing is going to be as it has been the last 3 years.
So, first of all, none of the best players from the Super Bowl team are gone. So all of the best players that won the Super Bowl are still under contract. And all but Lane Johnson are under 30. So, and if what you're saying is right, which it probably is just from a matter of averages, that, you know, you're not going to hit on all of them, then doesn't it make sense to have more picks rather than fewer picks?
Okay, I mean, There's two ways to look at that, right? But the lower the picks are, the lower the chance you're going to be successful with those picks. So if you are, you have two ways to look at it. You can say, I could have, just for example, I have a 1, a 2, and a 3, right? A late 1, a late 2, and a late 3. So I can trade all of those players for an established player that I know is good, or I could play whatever your average is and say that one of those three players that I draft will be as good as the player that I trade for. The difference is that I believe you have a better chance of success. And they've, by the way, they've also had a lot of success trading for players. Like, a lot of the important players on this team are players that they traded for. So Darius Slay was a player they traded for. A.J. Brown was a player that they traded for. So a lot of their best players, even Devontae Smith, they traded up for him at least. And they traded more picks for a better shot. So the higher you go up in the draft, you have a better shot of being successful. And if you're trading for a player who's already established, you have a better chance of being successful.
So those are two different things, right? So if you're talking about trading picks to move up to a better draft position, where you're still going to draft a guy, then, I mean, Howie's the master at that. There is no way I'm trading picks for a player. And I'll tell you why. Right now you have the entire offense under contract, right? So when you're paying your offense as much as you're paying your offense, as the Eagles are, in order to be successful on defense, you have to continue to get younger, faster, and cheaper. I would argue that part of the reason their defense was such a revelation last year was because nobody could have foreseen just how athletic that defense was. And that, because they were all young guys. So when you're paying the offense as much as you're paying the offense, you've got to have a philosophy on defense of continuing to get younger, cheaper, faster, more athletic, and that's what they did, and that's what they're doing. And the best way to do that is to accumulate the picks that Howie Roseman is accumulating. So it really is a shotgun approach of, you know, we're going to throw all these things up against the wall. Some of them are going to hit, some of them aren't, but we're going to wind up getting good players out of this, knowing that all of the best players from this Super Bowl team are still under contract on both sides of the football. So it's the only way to do it that makes sense. And I really, all week long, I've just been baffled by why everybody is panicking.
Everybody's not panicking, Ken. Everybody's not panicking. Most people are not. And I know you're baffled every time somebody disagrees with you, and I can imagine it being as brilliant as you are, how you could be. But sometimes people have a different opinion on how they can do it.
Well, that's true. That part does baffle me. But you know, I mean, the entire core of the Super Bowl team that won the Super Bowl is still here, and they're still under contract. So I guess my question is, what does anybody expect the offseason to look like? I guess is more of what I'm baffled about. Why would anybody expect anything other than some version of what we're seeing when the guys that they have identified as the most important players in the organization are already locked up and under contract? It's, you know, I would rather have that than have all these great players that I'm going to have to bid to keep every year because I've got all these guys that are going to free agency. So I think most NFL franchises would have to look at the Eagles and envy the fact that they just won the Super Bowl and they don't have to worry about losing any of the best players on that Super Bowl team because they're all under contract.
Okay, Ken, give us, for next question today, Uncle Sam debuted 1852. Give us a famous uncle from 1952.
Him and I, we shared the same barber, okay. Uncle Fester.
Oh, there you go. Uncle Fester's Uncle a good Fester. One. That's a big answer from
I
Ken.
I didn't envision you as a bald man, Ken.
Oh, I let that go, Ken.
Yeah, I know. He's listening to me.
I don't have any idea what Ken looks like.
Yeah, well, he's bald.
We found that out. Yeah.
Well, we did meet him at the Phillies game last year.
Yeah, but
it was.
Yeah, the day that the Eagle chance happened.
Yeah,
he was there.
He was out with the morning show.
And he did the D move where he gave DeCamera the book at the beginning of the thing.
So DeCamera
had to carry it around.
Yes, he had to carry the book around with him all day.
It made him look like even more of a nerd. That's not the right thing to do.
Yeah, I don't.
That was actually a good move by Ken.
I remember that, but I don't remember what Ken looked like.
Yeah.
You know, it was a busy day.
I think your typical older looking white dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, like very nondescript. Yeah. And that's not a shot.
No,
like,
offense,
no,
Ken.
No, yeah, no offense.
Well, no, I've seen 1,000 Ken from Cinnamons. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. You want to keep going?
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Tom in Middletown, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys, how are you? Spike Ike. Fritz, how are you?
Hey, Tom, you're a standard-looking white guy.
Looks like a million other guys.
Jack, yeah, well, creative player.
I look a lot like Robert De Niro, so I don't know if I'm a
I like that.
Oh, there you go.
I like that.
I could do a Robert De Niro double.
Oh, really? You should do that. We should walk Tom from Middletown into bars with a couple of bodyguards, send Buzz out there, maybe Fran in a black suit, and act like he's De Niro.
The only problem is I'm 6'2". He's 5'8".
Nah, nobody knows.
Wow, De Niro's a short guy?
All actors are short guys.
Actors are short, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That ruins my De Niro, honestly.
Tom Cruise, the little guy.
Well, I knew that, yeah.
I call the station all the time, and I used to always like to call your time slot, but my time doesn't allow it. But
okay.
Thank God. Thank you for taking my call today.
Yes, sir.
Okay, listen, I am on the fence, and I have never called into a station to where I agree with both hosts. But I agree with Spike. Yes, we got to do something now if we want to win the Super Bowl this year. But I agree with Ike. Dude, let's build in the draft. For some reason, we have the ability now. Okay, we're drafting from the right conferences where we weren't drafting 5 years ago. Okay, we're drafting from the right conferences. We have the and what's not going a shout out is for the the coaches and the scouts that are finding these people. Okay, and they're 1 year ready. Like these kids, when you draft from the right conference, they're 1 year ready. Okay, maybe two if they're a project, but we don't draft projects. We're 1 year ready, so I think we can rebuild. But I want to win next year, too. But here's the thing, and I'm rambling on. But our defense gave up an average of 17 points a game last year.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say we move up, and I'm being gracious and saying 24 points. We're paying a hell of a lot of money in that offense. Can we not score 27 to 30 points a game and win a majority of the games?
I don't know. I mean, the 24 points, that's a big jump from 17.
Okay, and I was being gracious. Let's just call it 22.
Okay. Okay, you give me 21, 22. Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm with you there.
You're going to be I think though, Tom, your offense is going to need to take, like, they were scoring 27 points a game last year. Your offense is going to need to take a jump. You know, I think the Lions were scoring 33 and the Ravens were scoring 32. Like, remember, our difference, if you just look at difference between us and the other team, we had about a 10-point gap there. Mm-hmm. And even with a 10-point gap, it felt like there were a lot of tight games in there, even that's sort of how the NFL is now.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're allowing 21, 22 points, you're going to have to be a team that scores 30 points a game.
Okay, now we're paying that money on the offense, our offensive line, our wide receivers, our running back, our quarterback.
Yep.
That's where we're putting our assets into. So let's put it on them.
You got to lean on them.
Instead of the defense.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, listen, the defense last year, I don't think we win the Super Bowl without the defense taking the jump that they took all the way up to number one, going from being, what, the worst defense in the league to being the number one defense in the league. We don't win the Super Bowl without them being the way that they were. And yeah, this is a year, the 2025 team, the offense has to lead the way. They just do.
And I do believe that there's a couple mercenaries out there that we could plug some holes. So when we get the drafts, okay, we're not giving up draft picks. We're not giving up a whole lot of equity. But let's plug some holes. Let's draft and rebuild. Now, listen, I'm 60 years old, so I don't have every 3 to 4 years to, you know.
That's what I'm talking about. You never know.
Yeah, I'm talking
about. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I got a good uncle for you.
All right, who's a good uncle?
Okay. I don't know if it's a National Lampoon's movie or whatever, but
oh,
Uncle
I know.
Buck.
Oh, Uncle Buck.
Oh, Uncle Buck.
That's a big answer.
So that's John Candy.
Uncle Buck.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one. John Candy. Now, it was not a National Lampoon, even
right.
though there is a good answer there in National Lampoon for an mm-hmm. uncle. But Uncle Buck, a good one. John Candy,
yes.
a goat.
It's my favorite Canadian.
John Candy?
Candy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Brewster's Millions.
He is in Brewster's Millions.
Oh, yeah.
What a great movie yeah. Brewster's Millions is.
Yes, sir.
Have you seen that, Jack? It's a sort of a baseball movie.
Yeah, it's a baseball movie.
My John Candy's like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Well, that's a great one.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Brewster's Millions is a Richard Pryor movie, really.
Yeah.
But it is, I love Brewster's Millions.
Yeah.
And he is a Cubs,
yep.
is that what he is? He's a pitcher.
Well, he's actually a minor leaguer.
Minor
pitcher.
Leaguer, right.
John Candy?
Hackensack Bulls.
No, Richard Pryor.
Oh, like John Candy, I don't think would be a...
No, you know, he's a catcher.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Yeah, he's a catcher.
Than a pitcher.
Not the pitcher, yeah.
Great flick.
He's his catcher. Richard Pryor was the pitcher. He's a... Well, Paul's all right.
All right, yeah, no, I
yes.
got you.
Yes.
The idea with Brewster's Millions is he gets left with all this money, but the only way he can keep it is if he spends all the money in a certain period of time and has nothing to show for it. He can't give it away. So it's a good flick. It's a good flick. All right. Coming up next.
Back when it was hard to spend $30 million
yes,
in a month.
Yes, right. Yeah, now it would be pretty easy. Just buy me some of that
yes.
crypto.
You can go buy one thing for
yeah,
$30 million
yes.
now.
So Elliot Shore Parks from the Go Birds podcast will join us next. We will go over the Eagles signings that they did make. A.J. Dillon, Josh Uche. And
let's
who's the tight end?
What's Harrison Bryant.
Oh, we're making
Harrison
moves, baby.
Bryant.
Making moves.
Yeah, plugging holes.
Yep.
Plugging holes. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.